That's okay. Keep. She's like, keep talking. Okay. Well, best day ever. Yay. And knowing that it is the best Christmas ever, 'twas the night before Christmas when all through my mind I was thinking of all the great things I might find. Affirmations were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that my consciousness soon would be there. Inner garbage was wrapped all up in a bow. From the outside, I might have appeared like a pro. Kept bearing over all the old stuff. Consciously speaking, my mind needed a muff. When negativity was my only mind chatter, I sprang to awareness to see what's the matter. When what to my wandering eyes should appear, science of my people saying, get your stuff clear. With a fabulous new thought so lively and quick, I thought for a moment, this might be a trick. Up until now, please hear me, they said, your world you've created with thoughts in your head. Life is a journey that you have been granted. Be mindful of the things that you've planted. Be brilliant, be loving, be perfectly smart. Love who you are and open your heart. You are the gift, the vision is clear. Be consciously mindful that the world is your mirror. And I heard them exclaim as they drove out of sight, Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Thank you. I do want to say that I actually wrote that when I was, 1995. I had just finished practitioner school classes, and it's like, oh, this will be fun. So I've been talking about Christmas because it's the month of December, and Christmas is really about the celebration of the divinity within. And so when I was out looking at stuff, I saw believe in the magic of Christmas, and I thought, how perfect is that? Believe of the magic of the divinity and the celebration within. Because it's really all about our awakening. It's about the new birth of who we are and a new idea and a new day. Before Jesus was even born, there were conscious people that came together that were thinking, we need something new. And, you know, it's like Jesus wasn't the only one. It's like all these people coming together to create that. And the people, the wise men, the amazing people that came together following that North Star. Now, Christmas is always celebrated in December with the winter solstice. And that's the time of the year where the days are smaller and life is so brilliant. So it's looking at the light and listening to the light of our own heart. That's really what the message of Jesus is. It's like the magic inside our own heart. And not only looking at our light, but looking at the light of others. And that's what the gift giving is really all about. It's like the divinity in me celebrates the divinity in you. I see your light. And every time you receive a gift, if you can think that somebody's seeing your light, it can just keep being brighter and brighter and brighter. And whether you give out any gifts or you're just receiving gifts, because giving, receiving, the same thing, we can still be giving love, giving smiles, giving gratitude. Because what a great thing to give. I get so excited when I give somebody something and they get excited. Yay. Just like the candy canes. I mean, some people got really excited about that. I'm like, yeah, you were good this year. Good job. So the birth of Jesus is a testament of the power of truth. This is Ernest Holmes speaking. Not me, but, you know, the words of him. The birth of Jesus is a testament of the power of truth, the power of prayer, and the demonstration of right action. Even before Christ was born, there were those who were skilled sufficiently in the way of consciousness that they were able to use this thinking. The birth of Jesus marked the demonstration, beginning of a clear, concise thought. And so what an amazing, you know, if every child could be born with that, where everybody's coming in celebration and seeing the divinity, and yet we can take ourselves back to that. It's like, okay, I'm back to the beginning of our own birth at this life experience. It's like, how great and how amazing. So Christmas for me is really a celebration of our own self, a renewing, a new birth of looking at how great and how divine we are. Emma Curtis Hopkins said, the first lesson in truth is the word God. which is that spirit, that energy that flows in, as, and through each one of us. So we come to this teaching and we learn that it's all within and everything's happening all at the same time and we're all connected. Yay! And sometimes it's like, oh yeah, I'm all connected to everyone. Ernest Holmes said, the answer to prayer is always in the prayer if it's prayed rightly. And, you know, I kind of got away from, like, the gift-giving and doing the whole get out there crazy in the world shopping. And I love to just sit with some of the lights. You know, there's towns and people and groups that come together just to turn on the lights. And it, to me, it's so symbolic of us coming together and remembering the oneness, and that in the oneness, we turn on that light and it gets brighter and brighter. So thinking of that when you're looking at the Christmas lights, it's like that's a representation of the light that's going on within myself and that life is good. I know this time of year brings up a lot of, some people can get very melancholy this time of life, remembering people that have already made their transition. It's one of those times that we remember Christmases past. I love the Charles Dickens show about Scrooge, you know, the Christmas is past, and then the present, and then moving forward. And it's so, to me, science of mind, because whatever it is in this moment, I mean, Scrooge found out that he could change his life and what was happening by starting right here, right now, and being at that space of blessings. When my kids were very little, my youngest son, Andrew, who's going to be 30 next month, and I am not that old, so I don't even know how that happened, but he got to play Tiny Tim, and I was down at the Vista Church of Religious Science back in the day with Brian and Sheila Anderson, and I was running the youth with Laura Dom, and let's do Scrooge, let's do a big Christmas carol. So we put on this big production and just kind of put a little twist on it. So when Scrooge woke up and knew he could change everything, the music, I Feel Good, threw on, and I feel good, life is good. Of course, to this day, my youngest son, his line is, Merry Christmas to all and to all. What is the, I don't even know the line. Oh, God bless us everyone, that's what it is. It was such a fun time, and I think about that when my kids were little, but it's like, okay, right now, here today, we get an opportunity, just like Scrooge did, to change our life, simply by changing our mind, by counting our blessings instead of, you know, like Scrooge was holding on to everything. It's like being in that space of release and letting go, as Pauline so eloquently read. It's like being able to release the things that do not serve us, and move forward in our lives, knowing that everything in the past led us to this point. And if we keep having the same thoughts, we just keep creating the same thing, different day, same thing, different day. So changing our thinking so that we can change our life and celebrating ourselves. Because there's so many things out there that are saying, you know, we're not perfect the way we are, but we are. We're whole, perfect, and complete. And I think of the wise men following that star, and it's almost like the echoes of the universe whispering, the world would not be the same had you not shown up. The universe would not be the same had you not shown up. So that to me is following the North Star. It's like every one of us makes a difference. Which then takes me to my other favorite movie, It's a Wonderful Life, right? Because he got the George Bailey, and if you haven't seen it, because I know sometimes the younger, I had to make my children sit down and watch this, it's amazing. Of course, the boys are outside playing before it got done, but now they've seen the whole thing all the way through as they got older. George Bailey, at the beginning, you know, he wants to just, based on everything that happened, he's thinking about checking out because he was discouraged, where we have hope. And he got an opportunity to see life, how life would have been if he'd have never been born, and how many lives that we absolutely touch. So thinking about, I mean, we don't even know the impact that we've had on people. I remember I was in Denver, and I had gone to the Mile High Center back there, way back in the 90s. And then I was gone for about 10 years, and I went back, and one of the guys that I had dated back in the day, he's like, I found this church because of you. I'm like, awesome, and you're still here. That's even better. He's like, yeah, what a great philosophy. So there's things that have happened in your life that you touched somebody's life in some way, even if it was a smile or a thank you or an acknowledgement of the divinity of who they are. We can't even know how many lives that we've touched. And from this day forward, we get to continue touching lives, even if it's with a smile or a thank you or Merry Christmas, because sometimes people just get so in their own little world. And we can have hope that something new and something wonderful is happening. And one of the things that I really love is we every year do the Prayer for Peace, where people from all over the world, all different religions, come together. And it's 4 a.m. our time. It's different times all over the world, but everybody at the same time praying for peace. It's hitting that critical mass, that tipping point. And I feel like we're really at that tipping point where it's like, just bring a few more people together as we celebrate peace and peace within. And the more we're at peace, the more we put it out there to the world. So within, so without. Making sure that the more peaceful we are, and if we come together in a peaceful space, then we get to hit that wonderful space of peace throughout the world. Ernest Holmes says in Love and Law, and I'm going to read this other quote, but I really want to read this part first, because as a minister, sometimes they think, oh my gosh, I'm saying the same thing every week. Love yourself. Know the divinity of who you are. Be mindful of your thoughts. And Ernest Holmes says this in Love and Law, which is one of my favorite books. We do not come to metaphysical lecture to hear something new. There's nothing new to hear. You already know it all. We get together to discuss the same principle to see if we can draw something more from it, which will enable us to go to the greatest degree to use the principle. And the principle, it's like, you know, these wonderful laws. I've talked about this before, but Ernest Holmes said I can, because that's why we come together, to remember all of this. I was raised on a farm, and so when my dad would plant wheat, that's what would grow. And once in a while, I'd see the amber waves of grain at the corn stalk right in the middle. And I'd be like, what happened? It's like, well, the seed wasn't pure. Well, sometimes our thought seeds are not pure, and it's like whatever we're thinking is what's growing. And we can go into denial of this law of planting our seed and something growing. We can say, oh, that's not true. Just because we deny it doesn't mean it's not true. It's just like the law of gravity. I can try to defy the law of gravity, but if I jump off of a building as I go splat, I am not proving that the law of gravity doesn't work. I am proclaiming that it works. I am proving that it works. It's the same thing with all of the laws of our mind. These wonderful thought seeds that we plant in our mind is what we're growing. So we definitely want to plant good things. And making sure that as we're looking out there at the world, that we're seeing the good instead of any of the negativity. Because the more I can plant these wonderful seeds of positivity and see the good in everyone out there, then it resonates within me. And then our light gets brighter and brighter. I'm knowing that everyone's light this Christmas is going to be brighter than anything else in the world. It's going to be brighter than it ever has. As Ernest Holmes goes on to say in Love and Law, you and I must cease looking outside of ourselves for any person, any place, or anything, and we ultimately must at last realize that whatever truth or power we have must flow through us. And when we begin to interpret our own nature, we will begin to understand God and law and life, and not until. We have discovered that this metaphysics that we live and now have our being in are what we call the infinite mind, an infinite creative mind, an infinite receptive mind, an all-operative mind, an omnipotent mind, and an all-knowing mind. And the more we look inside that mind that presses itself on all sides, it flows through us, and it becomes operating in our demonstration. So making sure that we're really seeing the divinity, that we are celebrating Christmas, celebrating the life that we have, because there's no one exactly like you. And sometimes I'm thinking, oh, thank God, right? But then there's other days it's like, yeah, that's right. You know, because sometimes we're dealing with ourselves and in a way that is like, okay, let me handle myself in another way. I remember when I was running the youth church up in San Jose, one of the fathers brought his daughter, and he's like, I'm just going to keep her with me because she's very fragile today. I think, what a great way to describe it, because sometimes we're just fragile. And those are the times to really, instead of beating ourselves up and saying, I should, and trying to push ourselves out there, it's like, let me just love myself through this process. Let me know that it's okay. We don't want to get in the habit of doing the spiritual bypass. It's like, oh, I'm really hurting, but let me just, great day, best day ever. And yet we want to plant those seeds, and we do want to acknowledge our own feelings. It's like, what am I feeling today? What's going on? How am I loving myself today? And sometimes loving myself today is saying no to things that are going on outside instead of feeling like I have to do everything. It's like, I'll just say, you know what? It's what it is. It's going to be fine. It's all good. Because many times, especially at Christmas time, it seems like people will put a lot of pressure on themselves. Time to put that down. Say, you know what? The cream of broccoli soup is burnt, oh well. Somebody will love it. It's not, I promise. It's like, you know what? It is what it is, and all is well, and all is good. Not putting so much pressure on ourselves, just loving ourselves through the process and remembering that life is good 24/7, 365, as long as we're claiming it that way. And the more we get in the habit of our good thinking, then on those days when we're having one of those fragile days, it'll be easier and our lows will be not as low as they used to be. In fact, some people's lows are what their highs used to be. And it's like we just keep moving up and up and up as long as we keep remembering that we are creating our own reality. So this Christmas, the gift I wish for all of us is to allow that light to shine. Remember the whispers of the universe saying, the world would not be the same had you not shown up. How beautiful and magical that you showed up. And your presence here, even here in this room, is creating something different, something wonderful. Your presence out in the world is creating something wonderful and something beautiful. So go forth and allow that love and that light to just be amazing. There's a wonderful book, and I gave these books out last year, and it's like, oh, do I still have any of them? I have a couple of them. So I'm going to know that there's a couple of them in there wrapped that somebody's going to get one of these magical books. It's called On the Night When You Were Born, and I'm just going to remind you of a couple things. On the night when you were born, the moon smiled with such wonder, and the stars peeked in to see you. And the night wind whispered, life will never be the same, because there had never been anyone like you ever in the world. So enchanted with you were the wind and the rain that they whispered the sound of your wonderful name. It sailed through the farmland high on the breeze, over the ocean and through the trees, until everyone heard it and everyone knew of the one and only magical you. There's so much more in this book, but it's a brilliant book. And you know, have you ever picked up a book and think, I wish I would have wrote that book? Because it's so amazing and so magical, and I love it so much. Heaven blew every trumpet and played every horn on the wonderful, marvelous night you were born. You are loved. So I want you to know, and this is a wonderful book that was written by Nancy Tillman. I'm knowing that the brilliance of the universe is flowing through each one of us, knowing that we are absolutely loved, that our lights totally shine. So let's go for a moment inside our heart of hearts, thinking about the night you were born. As we close our eyes to any appearances, as we get to create our own magical world, that we see it through new eyes, knowing that there is one mind, one power, one infinite intelligence, knowing that it is flowing in, as, and through us, as we're just recreating any of our stories, knowing that on the night we were born, the universe sighed, ah, thank you. This magical you. Thank you for being born. Thank you for taking this life experience, this journey. The world will never be the same had you not shown up. The universe is transformed. Knowing that we are hearing the whispers from the universe as it continues. Talking about the magic of you. As we allow our lights to shine brighter. Knowing that we are celebrating the divinity within ourselves as we celebrate the divinity within each and every person. Seeing the love, seeing the brilliance, regardless of appearances, regardless of anything that's going on out there. We create our own story, our own judgments. So we put those down and come from love. Knowing that it is the ultimate. Knowing that this Christmas is filled with love within ourselves. Seeing the gratitude. Knowing that there is peace, there is love, there is power, there is presence, there is prosperity, and there is goodness. That we just celebrate that. Having faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these is love. And in great, great gratitude for that knowing that this is the best Christmas ever, that we are renewing our minds, our souls, our hearts, that we believe in the magic of Christmas, the celebration of ourselves and the divinity within. And in great gratitude for this knowing, I just release my word knowing all is well. And so it is. Thank you.